This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis coming out again. Old Dan, me, riding on old Dan, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. And this is great to be back with you on Friday morning. I have to take a couple of minutes and give you a couple little tidbits of information. Oftentimes, I don't mention it enough, all of our services are broadcast over the internet, live streaming, Radio Missions Radio, that you can go there to our website, radiomission.org, and look up all of those information. We've been bringing you these studies on the second coming of the Lord, and we're looking at how the Lord is glorified in his saints. We've got just a little bit today, and then we'll get on tomorrow. We'll start on the Lord return, our blessed hope. Oh, we'll get in that a little bit. The Lord Jesus Christ will further be glorified in all of his saints in that wondrous day because of his wisdom, his power, and his love. He will have brought them all through safely, all of us whom the Lord died for. Through every trial, oh, my friend, every trial there's been. You know, the Lord says, I tell folks that call me suffering, I said, the Lord says he'll not put more on us than we can bear. That's a gracious verse. I don't know where it's at right now, but you can look it up in your concordance. If you don't have one, we have them here at the bookstore, cheap ones and real good ones, Smith Concordance and others. But listen, he kept their faith alive. He kept my faith alive, my friend. They did. He sustained me and you, believer, under every trial. When we thought everything was doom and gloom, we thought the way was mighty black, the Lord sustained us. He brought us through every temptation. How many of you and I have been tempted? Oh, my friend, temptation. And listen, all of us, you and me, believer, have found God's grace to be sufficient. That will be one of our conversations in heaven, how the Lord preserved and kept us and then delivered his people. Won't that be a happy thought? You know, we meet here, folks do, not necessarily God's people, but they talk about the things. It's normal. I understand that. But when God's people get together, they talk about the Lord. That will be one of the conversations in heaven. Our Lord will be glorified in his saints because they were all brought to believe in one Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. They will magnify him. I like to put we, because we were saved by faith in him and not by our works. Throughout eternity, not one single individual will boast that he had anything to do with his own salvation. Oh, my friend, everyone will be singing his praises that they were saved by grace through his atoning blood. Yes, Christ will be glorified in the risen bodies of his saints, all of his saints, from way back yonder till now, my friend. We will admire him for our new and be glorified in our risen bodies of his saints. We will admire him for our new bodies, our heavenly bodies in which we live throughout eternity. We'll never cease to praise the Lord. No, do you know him, my friend? Could I just stop a minute and ask you, every one of you who hear me, many of you maybe for the first time, you know the Bible tells me to be faithful, preach the gospel, be in season and out of season. I've had folks call me right and say, what do you mean by that, Pastor, in season? Well, whenever the Lord gives me an opportunity, out of season. And I try to be faithful. And the Lord told me early on, give me that scripture, preach the gospel. And I have folks, and I know what's out there. I know what the world has got. I know all of those things. And I try my best to be true to your soul. So in doing that, I ask you, are you saved? Are you a child of God? I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. I just ask you, are you saved? And then I'd find people tell me, yes, and that gives us an opportunity to speak about the Lord, tell you how the Lord saved me. Can you tell someone how the Lord saved you? The Scriptures tell us to always be ready to give an account of the hope that we have within us. What is your hope? or who is your hope? But, my friend, listen, I know what's out there. And I know that folks don't want to talk about it because they don't know. But, my friend, the Lord loves sinners. He said he came to seek and to save sinners, not righteous folks. No, not righteous folks. Not self-righteous folks. But listen, the Lord knows your heart. He knows the intents of your heart. He knows your thoughts are way off. And the Lord is able. The Lord says he's not willing that any should perish. And my friend, I know that the Lord waits to be gracious. That's what the scripture said. But we brought you these studies, have brought them on the Lord being glorified, admired in his saint. But this morning, Friday morning, we're going to start talking about the return of Christ for a minute or two. The return of Christ is our blessed hope. What is your hope, my friend? If the Lord just saved you from sin and broke your heart and broke your spirit and give you a new spirit and a new heart, and then that's all you had, that'd be worth it all. But no, Christ's return, his coming back for us, that's our hope. All the world's hopes are failures and insufficient, and every hope of the human mind is doomed to the end in disappointment and sorrow. Our subject, as I said, is the return of Christ as our blessed hope. And we find that in 1 Timothy 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God of ours and our Savior Jesus Christ. But our text, that text, was preceded by these words. Now listen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, A-L-L, all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. And let no man despise thee. Oh, my friend, we're looking for that blessed hope, aren't we? And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We see that there is only one permanent hope offered to the born-again believer, and that is Christ's return. Salvation is not a hope. Salvation is a present possession. You're either saved or you're not saved. Would you let that soak in? You're either saved or not saved. I asked my folks here, and you folks who know me on the radio, when you go in the bathroom in the morning to brush your teeth, look in that mirror. Every one of us got a mirror. We all got a mirror. Look in that mirror and say, am I saved? Am I saved? Old Trailblazer told me to look in this mirror and ask myself, am I saved? You truckers, old 18-wheeler drivers out there who hear me, I know you do because I hear from you. When you swing down out of that tractor and stop at the break room, that old big mirror on the side of your truck, I see them when y'all pass me on the road. I see them big old mirrors. When you swing down out of that truck, that tractor, look in that mirror and say, am I saved? What is my hope? If I don't get back home tonight, will my wife and children know I've gone to be with the Lord? I challenge you to do that, trucker. Oh, I know you got a terrible job. I wouldn't have it for nothing. When I was a kid, I used to hear the 18-wheeler. They called them overnighters back then. I used to hear them way off on the highway, and I would dream, sit up in my bed or lay in my bed and think maybe one of these days I'll get there. No, sir. No, I've ridden in a couple of them, and I don't want nothing to do with them. Because they're rough and tough and they're hard. But I know many of our folks are driving them, and they tell me they make a good living doing it, but they're gone from their families a lot. So if you're on the road out there listening to me, next time you stop up there at the gas fuel stop, look in that mirror and say, the old Trailblazer said for me to look in this mirror. But listen, my friend, listen. Salvation is not a hope, but a present possession. And you're either saved or lost. Salvation is Christ. He is our salvation. You either have Christ or you don't. You either know Christ or you don't. So, before you talk about the Lord coming back again, let's settle once and for all your calling and your election and make sure of your salvation. If you do not have that assurance that you're saved based on blood redemption in Christ, if I were you, I would not rest. Now, we're going to leave that with you today as we get back to the home base, and the truckers call it at Home 20. And me and old Dan and I, and we've been good week this week. The Lord's been gracious to us, talking about the Christ being glorified in His saints, with His saints, and in His saint. And then the Lord's been gracious to us, supplying the needs of the work here. And He gives me these thoughts. He says to me, that still small voice, to be kind and be gentle with our folks. And then lay on their hearts to help us with the broadcast if they possibly can. I know there's many folks out there like myself have gotten old and they get a meager income. But my friend, the scripture says the tithe is the Lord's. We don't ever talk about that, do we? We don't harp on that. But if you draw in a check, the tithe, that means a tenth. That's what it means, a tenth. And it's the Lord's, whether it's $20 a month or $20 a week. Or $20 a day. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you know, I have found in my life over the years, especially being in the ministry, I found that when folks get to making big money, they quit tithing because it's a big money. It's a big money. Don't do that, my friend. Oh, how great it is to glorify the Lord with your money. Send out the gospel. I tell folks we're preaching the gospel with your money. And then that makes me think, if you're in the evening shadows of life like I am, make out your will and leave you some of your estate to the radio mission. And we'll be preaching. It'll be preaching when you've gone on to be with the Lord. Oh, my friend, what grace that'll be to know that your money is preaching while you up there with the Lord. So the old trailblazers are going to be honest with you, kind and gentle, the Lord tells me. And love one another. That's what I do. I love you folks. I wish you'd come see me. I wish you'd call me. You folks locally here in this area, come by and drink coffee with me. And remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana. And we can put your tithe on your credit card if you'd like us to. You call here and tell us what credit card number, and we'll keep it on file or either destroy it. It doesn't matter, whichever one you want. And then we pray for you day by day. I pray for you day by day. You pray for me. Remember my phone number here is area code 225-664-8658. And I'll be back next week with another message. Goodbye. Come on, Dan.